When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think a lot of high rate taxpayers would be really quite cross about it. And my concern there is that it shouldn't happen in isolation. If you're going to start tinkering with the tax reliefs, you need to take a step back and look at the whole picture, acknowledging that it is legitimate to have that discussion about whether it's still appropriate.
So even though the Lib Dems are the only ones to actually have it in their manifesto that they would scrap higher rate tax relief on pensions altogether, you actually think that even though they don't state it, Labour and the Tories will also do that?
I think eventually it is going to go whatever happens, yes. And I think really the priority should be to make sure that what follows is a coherent system that still works, rather than a piecemeal scrapping of tax reliefs here and there that eventually means the system just doesn't work.
Mm, okay. Well, what about changes made at the age at which people can take their pensions a bit later? I mean, this compulsory annuitisation thing, so the rule at the moment where you have to take out an annuity by the time you're 75, I think they differ on that as well, don't they?
Absolutely. So on the one hand, Labour have dogmatically opposed any relaxation of the rules around buying an annuity. You get to 75, you buy an annuity, and whilst there is concession that was put in there for religious reasons, it means you don't absolutely have to. There are then very punitive tax charges if you choose not to buy an annuity.
82%,
82% tax charge, which is pretty prohibitive. By contrast, the Liberal Democrats and the Tories have both said that they would look to scrap the compulsion on annuity purchase, that provided you had a big enough pension fund and you'd secured enough of an income to ensure you wouldn't be a burden on the welfare state, that you could then be free to do what you like with the rest of your pension fund. And indeed, they've also both said that they would give early access to your pension savings. Mm. So the Liberal Democrats and the Tories both taking a more liberal view over how people should be allowed to manage their savings once they're in the pension system.
And how likely do you think it is that either the Tory or the Lib Dem view will prevail?
Easier to say than to do. I think there are challenges.